What do you mean, read about it?
Oh, in the I just happened to bring my music sheet.
Oh, I didn't read every word in there. The brief heaven rain. A squall?
Oh, just squall?
Mm-hmm.
Any other terms?
Torrent?
Yeah.
Flash flood?
Others? Toad strangler?
No, now, I had never heard that expression. You used it this morning, but I had never heard it.
What?
A toad strangler.
Had never heard that?
I had never heard a toad strangler. Well, maybe I had.
You missed a lot. You missed that. A gully washer?
Yes.
Gully washer. Mm-hmm.
And there's a frog strangler. Now, in the southeast, not in the state, but in the southeast, they have what they call a lighter knot floater.
A what?
A lighter knot floater.
Lightered.
A lightered knot.
Well, what's a lightered knot?
A lightered. You don't know what a lightered knot is? Well, it's a book word to me. But there, the natives will go out in the pine forests and pick up these dead pine limbs that fall down below the trees, and they use that to start their fires. And they call them lightered knots instead of kindling.
Lightered knots.
Lightered. Mm. L-I-G-H-T-E-R-A-D.
Lightered.
There's my pronunciation again.
Oh.
But these, of course, grow up not down in the bottom of the gully, but up on the banks.
Hmm.
So if they get a heavy rain, it's up fairly high, and it's a lighter knot floater. Oh, well.
I'm enjoying these new terms.
If there's a storm with thunder and lightning and rain, this is called a... What?
Lightning storm.
Lightning storm. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Electrical storm.
Electrical storm.
Mm-hmm. Thunderstorm.
Thunderstorm.
Electrical storm is the main one. There's lightning.
Now, you say that when you had a cyclone or something, you went to the...
Center.
Ever call that anything else?
Used to, they'd call it dugout, but that term's sort of dying out.
How about cave or storm cave?
Mm-hmm.
Not many call it a cave. A few of the old-timers.
Yeah, well, they used to call it, they was going to the cave. Or
but you hardly ever hear that anymore.
Used to be dugout when I was growing up.
They lived in the dugouts, see, when they first came to this country.
Mm-hmm. Just saved that for special occasions, huh?
No, they really lived it there before they got their houses built.
When they built their house, they still kept
it. Then they kept it to go to in case of storm.
Kept their fruit there, I imagine. Mm-hmm. What kinds of windstorms do you have here?
Cyclones, tornadoes.
Mm-hmm. How about those with dust?
Sandstorm.
Mm-hmm. Or like you said this morning, a duster. A lot of them say another duster's coming.
Mm-hmm. Any special word for a strong cold wind from the north?
Northerner.
Is there snow with that? Or?
Not necessarily.
Can be though, huh?
Mm-hmm. Just when the wind comes hard from the north.
Nothing between us and the North Pole but a barbed wire fence is what sometimes say.
You know, I didn't realize how cold it could get down here. Well, when it was still maybe 18 degrees above zero, how cold that could be.
It's that wind that makes a difference.
Oh, yes. Gosh. Oh, in the morning sometimes you go out and find that there's a white mist around everything.
Fog.
Uh-huh. And you say it's...
Foggy.
Uh-huh. And, if you'd had a blizzard, you'd say the wind...
Blew.
I used to have a roommate in college who said blowed. Or... Blue. He had a convertible, and he said, it's too early to put the top down, it's too cold. If you ride back there in the back, you'll get blue. And I think he meant it both ways. period of dry weather, long period of...
Drought.